traffic and weather together on the 8s and breaking news first. Keep up to date on the road every morning, every afternoon, all day, every day with News Radio 950 WWJ.
WWJ News Time is now 10:41. If you're like me and you constantly are forgetting what day it is and what appointments you have and what appointments you don't, you could be set now for 2 years with one purchase, and your purchase will help others. WWJ's Laura Bunnell joins us to tell us about her Portraits of Cystic Fibrosis calendars that start this month and go through the year 2020. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Jackie.
Okay, so tell us, first of all, this is helping people with cystic fibrosis pay their medical bills, right?
Right. All the money that's raised from this fundraiser goes to help people with medical bills, lung transplants, and things like that.
And this isn't the first year that you've done this.
No, we've actually done this since about 2002.
And what exactly is it?
Well, it's a black and white calendar that features people with cystic fibrosis. And this year it happens to feature 12 scientists and 12 people with cystic fibrosis because it's been 30 years since the gene was discovered that caused CF, giving there an opportunity to find a cure and make better medications for people. There's about 1,700 different mutations of CF, so you have to find medications that work for all of those mutations.
And both of your daughters have cystic fibrosis, and yep. Previously, you know, 34 years ago, kids weren't expected to live that long. So
right.
Could you, first of all, explain to us a little bit about what cystic fibrosis is?
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease that causes chronic and fatal lung infections and interferes with digestion, and it also interferes just about with every organ. It shortens a person's life expectancy. Today, if you're born with CF, your life expectancy is about 41 years old. When my girls were born, it was 17 or 19, and they've outlived that. They're 21 and 24 years old, so that's wonderful. A lot of great medications.
And if you could, a little bit, tell us a little bit about how serious it is when your daughters get sick. This is not a joke. People don't realize. It's very serious.
It's very serious just to stay healthy, and it costs $300,000 a year just to stay healthy for a person with CF, and that's, you know, and everybody with chronic illnesses can relate to the same thing. But when they're sick, and one daughter is sicker than the other, so, you know, it does vary, but, and she's in the hospital every year for sure, but it's a lot of breathing treatments, hours of breathing treatments and medications, and they can't eat food without enzymes. So there is a lot of daily care, and it's also mentally hard to stay upbeat and happy and just carry through every day because you're dealing with a lot physically and mentally.
And it's actually cystic fibrosis patients or people who suffer from it when they get around other people with a different strain or whatever, right? Isn't that what it is? Like different bacteria?
Right. They can't be, you know, except for siblings, obviously, my
right.
daughters are. You can't be in the room with another person that has cystic fibrosis because of the bacteria in your lungs. It wouldn't affect us, but anyone else with cystic fibrosis, I mean, there are deadly bacterias that kill them if they get bacipacea or a MAC, which is an acronym for a very long word. So there's those concerns, you know, so that's a very isolating disease as well.
Well, I just mentioned this because Laura carries herself so well here. She's always so joyful and happy, and her two daughters are amazing. And you would never know when you're talking to them that they have this affliction. And tell us a little bit about how we can get the calendar to help people like your daughters and your family.
Sure. Anybody that would like to get the calendar can go to our website at thebonnellfoundation.org. And Bonnell is B as in boy, O-N-N-E-L-L. And they're $20. They were $25 last year. So you've got a little bit of a deal, even though it's a fundraiser.
All right. Well, Laura Bunnell, hope that this helps as always. And thanks for coming on and sharing this with us.
Thanks.
All right.